Proclamation number 0955 of 9th of June, 1939. Become like children. The right relationship with the Father. Become like children, says the Lord, so that you may be of the same mind with your Father Spirit and give him the love and honor due to him. Thus John first heard the voice within himself, because in childlike love for the Lord he prayed thus, "You, my great love. My heart rejoices when I'm near you, and it follows you wherever you go. This is true life, I feel it and give myself entirely to you. I want to be your child always and forever, for my heart desires you with all my senses, with all my strength. And so you too should pray to the Divine Lord and Savior. You shall offer your heart to him childlike and humbly. You should love him warmly and dearly and express this love by walking according to his will in love for him and your neighbor. You are to change yourselves completely to love and therefore become one with him, who is eternal love himself. From eternity the Father only has his children's well-being in mind, and if you recognize this you must love him and become true children of your Father. And if you are like a child, you are also fully faithful, fully trusting and only take refuge with your concerns and every worry to him who, as your Father, takes you to his heart in all love and delivers you from suffering and worries. Your prayer should be childlike and humble. Not fearful and doubtful, but in prayer alone you should express your relationship with the Father. Everything the Father has he wants to give to his children, thus the child may also ask for it and faithfully hope for the fulfillment of its requests, and the more intimate the childlike relationship is established, the more lovingly the Father takes care of his child. He carefully leads it by the hand so that it will not fall or bump into a stone. He guards it from the dangers of the world and does not let it go offside or stray. Because it comes to the Father in the deepest faith and will therefore also be thought of with his love for all eternity. The beings in the beyond endeavor to inform you of everything that is worth knowing for you, and they want to let you know in as comprehensible a way as possible what you need to know in order to be able to work successfully on earth. It is extraordinarily advantageous for you if you repeatedly live through what you have received in spirit, if you can often read and ponder the scriptures. The only possibility to impart new knowledge to you, for first your head and heart must be filled with what is offered to you, only then can the knowledge of things be made accessible to you which are otherwise hidden from you humans. And thus you shall also receive another announcement today which touches the relationship with the Heavenly Father. Everything that seems difficult or unbearable to you on earth, trustingly place it on the heart. His child must not want to go any path alone on earth. It must not believe that it could overcome the inconveniences of life alone. And it must not become hesitant about the success of his earthly or spiritual work. It must always take the path to the Father and know that it will always find help there at any time. And the Father in heaven wants it to always ask for his help in all things, for this alone characterizes the child's right relationship with the Father. All fear and doubt must be banished from the heart because the Father has promised his children his help. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I want to refresh you. Does not all comfort and all assurance of divine help lie in these words? And yet the earthly child wants to be weak in faith and not entrust its suffering and worries to the Lord. And therefore it has to be pointed out so often until fullest faith makes the still existing wall of separation between the father and his child waver. The path to the Father is free for every earthly child if it does not block this path itself through its own guilt. The intimacy of prayer is the strongest of all means of grace. For through it the child achieves everything with the Father. Amen.